Midnight Ride Day. It's April the 18th or 9th. What is today? 18th or 19th?
18th.
The original Midnight Ride of Paul Revere was actually written on April 19th, 1860. But it's the story of what happened at 10 o'clock on this day in 1775. There were three men who took their horses to ride from Boston to Concord to warn the citizens of the British. Hello. The British are coming.
The British are coming.
Mm-hmm. Most of us know of only one of those people, Paul Revere.
That's right. He was the only guy.
Right. Because of the poem that I'm about to read, the poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, glorified him. But he was not the lone rider. In fact, there was a fellow named William Dawes and another fellow named Samuel Prescott who were on, you know, they were on the mission, if you will. In fact, Paul Revere got captured by the British.
Yeah, he was like the worst rider,
yeah,
wasn't
right,
he?
Yeah,
he did. His name just rhymed with all the other words.
Yeah. Prescott was the only one who made it all the way to Concord. Revere was nabbed by the cavalry near Lexington. Dawes was, but he escaped. I'm not sure what happened to either of these guys. Revere was released and returned to Lexington after the day. He didn't have his horse. They kept his horse.
The impound lot.
Yeah, right, yeah. A lot of people running around riding their horses that night. But when the British arrived in Lexington, they found the Minutemen were ready and waiting for them, and that's why it was the shot heard around the world that came from that morning was what set us on the course to become independent. And so in honor of their midnight ride, you can do one of two things. Get out your Revere ware, make a pot of tea, or listen to me, or maybe both of these.
Yeah,
the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere was written, by the way, as part of the Tales of a Wayside Inn. And it happens that the Wayside Inn that Longfellow used to stay at is about a mile and a half from my house. And my house is a model of that Wayside Inn. It looks like
this
little
small. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I built this house as a model of the Wayside Inn. Matter of fact, there's an interesting story that goes with it. I'll tell it to you quickly. This sort of says something about my personality, I guess, in part. When Tony and I were getting divorced, the farm that I had grown up on as a kid was sold to, you know, settle the divorce stuff. So I was looking around for another place to buy, and there were three farms that I had spent a lot of time on as a kid. One of them, I hadn't spent a lot of time on this, but I loved the house and the barns and stuff. And the lady who owned it, her husband had died recently, and she said she wanted to sell it. So I went to her, and she brought me around through the house, and we took a lot of pictures of it and yada, yada. And I knew the house because I knew the farm, but I'd never been inside the house. So it was a charming replica that Henry Ford had built, or actually had rebuilt, when he rebuilt the Wayside Inn. There were people, Henry Ford bought about 450 acres of land in the part of Framingham where I live in Sudbury, where the inn was. He had bought this land and created a national he gave it eventually to the National Park Service. But what was created was this memorial of early American history, and it had been allowed to run down. So Henry Ford took his money, some of his money, and he rejuvenated. He bought all this stuff, and he rejuvenated the inn so that today it's a wonderful place, very popular place to go to have dinner, spend the night, that sort of thing. This is wonderfully warm. Edgar and his wife, Georgette, and I go over there to eat a lot. Just a neat place. So, anyway, but it's, you know, there's the old carriage houses there, all the sort of things. If you come to New England and want to do the New England tour, the Wayside Inn is always on the tour. And so, anyway, this lady was bragging about how her house was so unique. It was the only one around like it, yada, yada, yada. And it had been built in, it was really a ramshackle mess, and Henry Ford fixed the house up as well as the inn. So she said to me that she would sell the farm to me for $350,000. This is back in 1979. And I said, okay, well, in the usual deal, when you buy a house, you negotiate. So I made her an offer of $315,000. And she promptly raised her price from $350 to $365, telling a friend of hers that if I thought it was worth that kind of money, then it must be worth a lot more, because I apparently have a
reputation
from her, notorious as a cheapskate, and I don't think I am. I mean, we all. And she ended up selling it about 5 years ago for $2 million to the town, so that they kept part of the farm, and the other part they sold to a developer for $1 million, and he built a bunch of houses on it. Anyway, so that's – but the story of the Wayside Inn would not have ever really happened had it not been a frequent – a place of frequent visitation by the likes of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow and his friends. So – anyway, he wrote this at the Wayside Inn, published in 1863 as part of the Tales of the Wayside Inn. And each year, if I can muster up, I just have to remember that I want to do it. And then I do it. And so in a moment, I will do it. The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere coming up next.
I'm going to shut my eyes while you read, okay?
All right, well, you can do that. You can shut your eyes while we listen to a few commercials, too.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here with me. Everybody else is Gonzo. Roberta gone for a week. Richie's gone for the day. He was sick.
Aw. What was wrong?
He didn't want to come to work. I think that was when he was sick of coming to work on Monday. Or his kids could have
kept
him up all
night. That's audio from him calling in.
That's it, yeah. All right, so here we are with our celebration of Patriots Day, and again memorialized by the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, which got our American independence. That's the story of the woodshed. Whether this is really the beginning of the American Revolution, I think for sure. Written this account of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's The Ride of Paul Revere is supposed to have put all of this stuff into the, not necessarily a proper perspective. What this does is teach us, by the way, how history can be manipulated, because we all think that this is the story, and this is what was in many history books. It was this story, but it wasn't this story at all. Listen, my children.
It was a good story.
It was a good story. All right, listen, my children, and you shall hear of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. He said to his friend, if the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the old North Church Tower as a signal light. One, if by land, and two, if by sea, and I, on the opposite shore, will be ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm, for the country folk to be up and to arm. Then he said good night, and with muffled oar silently rowed to the Charlestown shore, just as the moon rose over the bay, where swinging wide at her moorings lay the Somerset, British man o' war, a phantom ship with each mast and spar across the moon like a prison bar, and a huge black hulk that was magnified by its own reflection in the tide. Meanwhile, his friend through alley and street wanders and watches with eager ears, till in the silence around him he hears the muster of men at the barrack door, the sound of arms and the tramp of feet, and the measured tread of the grenadiers marching down to their boats on the shore. Then he climbed to the tower of the old North Church by the wooden stairs, with the stealthy tread to the belfry chamber overheard and overhead. It's actually to the belfry chamber overhead. The license, the political license I take. And startled the pigeons from their perch on the somber rafters that round him made masses and moving shapes of shade. By the trembling ladder steep and tall to the highest window in the wall, where he paused to listen and look down a moment on the roofs all over the town and the moonlight flowing over all. Beneath in the churchyard lay the dead in their night encampment on the hill, wrapped in silence so deep and still that he could hear like a sentinel's tread the watchful night wind as it went creeping along from tent to tent and seeming to whisper, all is well. A moment only he feels the spell of the place and the hour and the secret dread of the lonely belfry and the dead. For suddenly all his thoughts are bent on a shadowy something far away where the river widens to meet the bay, a line of black that bends and floats on the rising tide, a bridge of boats. Meanwhile, impatient to mount and ride, booted and spurred with a heavy stride, on the opposite shore walked Paul Revere. Now he patted his horse's side, now he gazed to the landscape far and near, then impetuous stamped the earth and turned and tightened his saddle girth. But mostly he watched with eager search the belfry tower of the old North Church, as it rose above the graves on the hill, lonely and spectral and somber and still. And lo, as he looks on the belfry height, a glimmer and then a gleam of light. He springs to the saddle, the bridle he turns, but lingers and gazes till full in his sight the second lamp in the belfry burns. A hurry of hooves in a village street, a shape in the moonlight, a bulk in the dark, and beneath from the pebbles in passing a spark, struck out by a steed flying fearless and fleet, he moves and moves past all of the sheep. All right, so we're at a point where I have to pause in this because commercials call, and then we'll get back to this, because one of the great things about the history of our country, these sort of great memorials in poem, and Longfellow did a lot of great work in helping us understand the history of our country, I think, in many ways.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tomb. Legs filled with steam, with the moon.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
World.
Having fun with Doug Stepan's Good Day.
That's right. Boss
and by anybody figure this is music? I know I sound like Grandpa now.
I'm an old man. I hate everything but Matlock. Ooh, it's on now.
Come with me. My
shut up, Richard.
Oh, they don't make them like this anymore.
Yeah, it was Megan who was on that, Chuck.
I was going to say, who's on that?
That's Megan. Yeah. All right. There's probably not a theme for a television show, past or present, with maybe the exception of Hawaii Five-O. That is any more identifiable, clearly identifiable. The L.A. Law theme really isn't a theme. It's the sounder. But this came from the what actually became his life. Raymond Burr was Perry Mason. As a matter of fact, I told the story on the air before. When they were casting for Perry Mason, he'd been playing bad guys in most of the movies he was in. And I think the casting took place in late 1958 or early 59, when they get ready to do this. And Earl Stanley Gardner, who was the creator of Perry Mason, wrote the stories and stuff, was in the back of the theater where they were holding the tryouts to see who would be the next Perry Mason. And Richard, Raymond Burr walked across the stage, and from the back of the theater, Earl Stanley Gardner points and says, "That's him! That's Perry Mason!" He didn't open his mouth. He didn't say a word. He just walked across the stage, and Earl Stanley Gardner said, "That's him! That's Perry Mason." That's who he had in mind, somebody who looked like that to play the role. Anyway,
do you know he has a winery, or he did, in his
Earl Stanley Gardner or Raymond Burr?
Raymond Burr.
Did he?
And his life partner still runs it after he's passed away.
Yeah.
But his wines are really good. They just make a cab, a few.
And you recognize his life partner was a guy who was, I can see him, but I can't remember his name.
He's a nice guy. I can't remember his name either, but he is definitely nice. And they barbecue
and
there every weekend. You can go wine tasting.
I think he was older than Raymond Burr was, if I remember correctly, wasn't he?
He looks pretty good to me.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So the reason we played the theme wasn't anything to do with Raymond Burr. It happens to be Barbara Hale's 89th birthday today.
Wow.
God bless her. She was Della and loved him, loved Raymond Burr. They were wonderful, great friends. You know, we were talking last week about when I saw Victor Garber at the little shopping mall because they're such great friends. He's like a father figure to her. You get these connections from doing the television shows, and then many of these people stay great friends over the years. All right, next up on the birthday hit list is Mike Vickers.
There she was,
just a walking down. Was the guitarist for the Manfred Mann Band. He's 71 today, British group. Happy birthday to him. Lenny Baker plays saxophone. Richie would be having a condition fit by now. Danny and the Juniors, sax player for them. He's 66. My God, I have a hard time believing he's that young, frankly. All right, next up, birthday of Cindy Pickett, who is Dr. Carol Novino on St. Elsewhere. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody remember her? Happy birthday to him and her and all of the
various.
Yeah, them too. I said earlier it was Haley Mills' birthday today. Happy birthday to her. Let's see. Jane Leaves was Daphne on Frasier. Hey, baby, I hear the
blues are calling. Oh, her? She's on Hot in Cleveland now.
Is she?
Betty
oh, okay.
White, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, all right. Eric McCormick, Will and Will and Grace, 48 today. Conan O'Brien is also 48 today, in case you didn't know that. Yeah. Drummer for Everclear, Greg Eklund, is 41 today.
Good band.
The guitarist for Creed, Mark Tremonti, is 37 today.
Even better band.
Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina.
Oh, the teenage witch.
Right, 35 today. Kourtney Kardashian, who cares, is 32. And America Ferrara, 27, from Ugly Betty.
Cool.
Yeah. H-E-C-M, a four-letter word that could spell trouble if you don't know what you're getting into.
The HECM is a shorthand for the home equity conversion mortgage. This is the classic reverse mortgage. It's a very handy product for people who are 62 and over.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Now there's a new home equity conversion mortgage saver option.
And this may be a good product for those who need smaller amounts of money in the reverse mortgage for relatively short periods of time.
AARP financial educator John Dolphiné.
So the amount that you can borrow against your home equity is going to be about 10 to 18% less.
And there are lower upfront fees, but the insurance charges on all HECMs are going way up.
Reverse mortgages can be an expensive product and generally shouldn't be the first resort for people.
More on that tomorrow. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Benefits of listening to Good Days, there's a different approach to almost everything, trying to help you understand what's going on in the world today and to make your life better. Sometimes just leaving all of the usual stuff aside for a few minutes and focusing on something like Patriots Day, or at least the poem that was written. I remember using this when I was teaching English. My daughter uses it in her classes now, and it is it's a great piece of American literature, actually. If you're just joining us, the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, which memorializes Patriots Day, the beginning of the Revolutionary War, which obviously separated us from England. You know what? One of the things that drives me nuts about the media, especially the print media, is when they write the story of a story, they put in, more often than not, unnecessary details about what everybody knows. Mm-hmm. With regard, for example, writing a story about the Iraqi war, a war which was started in 2003 at the behest of George Bush to go get al-Qaeda. Is there a living, breathing soul who doesn't know that? Why would you put that in to a so-called news story? You know what I mean, Jen?
It seems pedantic. I mean, I think that you have to put it in for context, don't you?
No.
You don't think so?
Nope.
All right.
I'm glad you asked.
Well, I mean, as a journalism student, even if you know it, you still have to write it in there.
Yeah. Why?
Because you do. That's the rules of journalism,
oh,
sir.
Oh, really? It's because you do. That's how I remember.
Do, because
you sound like my
so.
Mother. Well, when I why can't I do this, Mom? Because. Because
I said so.
Right. Exactly. Because why? Because well, because I said so. Right. Exactly.
Hey, and some of the time, moms are right.
Yeah. Right. It is. Moms are often right, but not always right. All right, so shall we go back to this?
Yes, please.
All right. So the essence of where we are now, we have Paul Revere identified as the rider. He's waiting for the lights. The lights have now shone, and so he gets ready and gets on his horse and starts to head out to warn the folks in Lexington and Concord.
Why didn't you just text message everybody?
Well, that's something we could probably do now. It would be
okay.
Very nice. So he's ready to leave. A hurry of hoofs in a village street, a shape in the moonlight, a bulk in the dark, and beneath from the pebbles in a passing spark, struck out by the steed flying fearless and fleet. That was all. And yet, through the gloom and the light, the fate of a nation was riding that night. It's one of my favorite lines from this. And the spark struck out by that steed in his flight kindled the land into flame with its heat. see the spark of the that part of Boston was all cobblestone and still is. So as the hoofs of the horses with the shoes on them are moving across the, did I have to explain that?
No, across but the, that, I'm glad you did.
That's where the sparks came from, yeah.
It's good visualization.
Beneath him, so he has the horse, and he's now out leaving the town, heading toward the villages, left the villages and mounted the steep, and beneath him, tranquil and broad and deep, is the Mystic meeting the ocean tides. The Mystic River comes into Charlestown. And under the alders that skirt its edge, now soft on the sand, now loud on the ledge, is heard the tramp of his steed as he rides. It was 12 by the village clock when he crossed the bridge into Medford town, and he heard the crowing of the cock and the barking of the farmer's dog, and felt the damp of the river fog that rises after the sun goes down. It was 1 by the village clock when he galloped into Lexington. He saw the gilded weathercock swim in the midnight as he passed, and the meeting house windows, black and bare, gaze at him with a special glare, as if they already stood aghast at the bloody work they would look upon. It was 2 by the village clock when he came to the bridge in Concord town. He heard the bleating of the flock and the twitter of its birds among the trees, felt the breath of the morning breeze blowing over the meadow brown, and was safe as one was safe in sleep in his bed, who at the bridge would be the first to fall, who that day would be lying dead, pierced by a British musket ball. You know the rest of the story in the books you have read, how the British regulars fired and fled, how the farmers gave them ball for ball from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing the redcoats down the lane, then crossing the fields to emerge again and under the trees at the turn of the road, only pausing to fire and load. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born on the night wind of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere. So, well, actually, as was pointed out here earlier, he was caught. He never made it to Lexington. He never made it to Concord. He was caught just after he went over the bridge in Medford, as that's where all the soldiers were, on the other side of the Charlestown and the Mystic River, and where the Charlestown, where Charlestown and the river and the town of Medford meet. Somerville is all there. Anybody who knows the area, that's what we're talking about. That's the part of the greater Boston area we're talking about. But in fact, there is much truth to the story. Unfortunately, a lot of the story is not taught. And it sort of brings me around to wondering out loud, and it takes my breath away, actually, to wonder out loud about this, wondering why it is that we have so much revisionist history. Is it just that people are lazy, or is it people don't really trust history or what really happened, or that we have this really kind of insidious movement in our country?
It's about
just
storytelling.
Well, but it is, but the story's inaccurate or not being told at all. That's the thing that bothers me. But I think
that's been true with everything. I mean, we tell the story.
But why is it going on in America now? Why are we leaving out so much of this sort of thing from our history books? Why are we? One of the things that I criticized as a kid growing up was the lack of focus on certain skills that I learned about when I, you know, at a later point in life. Why weren't we taught certain types of math, or, you know, or in history, why weren't we taught more modern history, like the Vietnam War? I wanted to know, you know, more about that when I was in college. We had just gotten started, and I wanted to learn more about, we didn't really teach much about World War II or the Korean War when I was in high school, and it seemed to me that's very important stuff. That's why kids find school irrelevant. Yeah, we need to know about this because we need to know the history of our country, and we need to know better about the history of the world and understand people and their differences and all that stuff. So why is there a move afoot to change or challenge or eliminate all of that? Why?
Well, I think you have to eliminate some of it, don't you? I mean, there's so much.
But if you're doing a good job of finding the high spots, I mean, there are some things that are relevant and some things that are irrelevant. We can all go back to our days in school and find plenty of stuff today that universally is irrelevant. Wouldn't you say?
Geometry.
Okay. Most people don't need geometry.
But just for my profession, geometry doesn't have anything. But, you know, for a lot of people, it's important.
Yeah. But I'm talking about in terms of generally understanding our country and how it works, or understanding the world and how it works. Isn't there a need to understand where people sort of come from, what their history?
Do you think
history?
They tell stories like this where they eliminate it down to maybe one person that the story is focused on, like Paul Revere, to make kids feel like they can make changes, that they can do something, that they can have an impact on history?
I don't know an answer to that. I don't have a real – I don't really have – I don't know. I don't have a sense. I was just thinking back to the real story of – of Paul Revere's ride. I wish we could put a map up at DougStephan.com.
He has a Twitter page, by the way.
Paul Revere has a Twitter page?
Paul Revere, 1734.
Really?
Perfect.
He was born in 1734. That's correct. And he was 40 when all this happened, or 41, this spring of 1775. He was employed by the Boston Committee of Correspondence and the Massachusetts Committee of Safety as an express rider. He carried messages, copies of resolutions, and would often ride to New York and to Philadelphia to bring to them news about what was going on in Boston. He was sent for by Dr. Joseph Warren that night, instructed to ride to Lexington to warn Samuel Adams before he brewed his beer that night. Bada bada boom. And John Hancock before he sold his insurance to his next family.
Right.
That British troops were marching, and to have them know that they were going to arrest Adams and Hancock. That's what their purpose was, to go arrest. The soldiers were sent out to arrest Adams and Hancock. After being rowed across the Charles River to Charlestown by two associates, Revere borrowed a horse from his friend who was the deacon of the church. He verified.
So his horse got impounded, and it wasn't even his own horse?
It wasn't his own horse.
Oh.
He verified that the local Sons of Liberty Committee had seen his prearranged signals, the two lanterns that were hung in the bell tower of the Christ Church in Boston, indicating the troops would row by sea across the Charles River to Cambridge rather than marching by land. Revere had arranged for these signals the previous weekend, as he was afraid that he might be prevented from leaving Boston. So on his way to Lexington, he, as he alarmed the countryside, stopping at all the houses and stuff, got to outside of Lexington by midnight. And as he got to one of the houses, the one that housed Adams and Hancock, there was a sentry who said, "Stop making so much noise." Revere said, "Noise? You'll have noise enough before long. The regulars are coming. The regulars are coming." After he delivered his message, Revere was joined by a second rider, who was William Dawes, who'd been sent on the same errand by a different route, deciding on their own to continue out to Concord, where weapons and supplies were hidden. Revere and Dawes were joined by Dr. Samuel Prescott. Soon after that, all three were arrested by a British patrol. Prescott escaped and immediately... after that, jumped on his horse and kept going. And Dawes, soon after, Revere was held and then released. He returned to Lexington by foot to involve himself in the battle on the Lexington Green that day.
Hmm.
So that's the real story.
But, I mean, he was still part of it, just because the other two guys weren't mentioned so much.
Yeah.
That's a good story. Let it be. It's a good poem.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Let's not confuse history with reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Or vice versa. And meanwhile, go get your Revere wear and cook your breakfast. All right. We have a focus on your skin at the moment. I used my Tautenol when I shaved yesterday, tightened up my skin, protected. Mm-hmm. I was out We were moving hay bales around yesterday. We got two truckloads, about 400 bales of hay, just Donald and me. Good exercise. My skin felt good. I was out in the sun. Tautinol is the vitamin C ester for your face. It fights against oxidation caused by free radicals. A lot of nutritionists suggest that free radical damage, one of the causes of wrinkles on your face. So Tautinol protects you from that. That's what you use in the daytime. At night, you use Night Skin. Night Skin is a great preparation for the next day. It is designed by one of the most prestigious plastic surgeons who finally figured out that all these people that were getting surgery didn't really need it. All they needed was a way for them to deal with how they had been living. And if you don't take care of your skin, it's out in the sun and the rain and all the other elements, and you need to take care of it by protecting it in the daytime with Tautinol, and at night you put on Night Skin. Night Skin, you get a free bottle right now if you call the 800 toll-free line for Tautinol and for Night Skin, 800-607-7078. That's 800-607-7078. Here's the special promotion deal. Night Skin, which moisturizes your skin at night, you don't have to use Botox when you use Night Skin. You will put that on, get your skin rejuvenated. Jennifer's used it. It's neat, and you get a free jar of it. All you have to pay is shipping and handling by calling 800-607-7078. There's a bottle of vitamin E cream that comes with that. You pay shipping and handling for that. You get two bottles of Tautinol, and the third one is free. That's all available as well at the same phone number. Call toll-free 800-607-7078.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Could $10,000 make your home renovation dream come true? Whether it's turning a basement into a home bar, restoring an antique or a family heirloom, or creating a backyard oasis, people across America are devoting their time, efforts, and passion to working on personal projects that stand the test of time. And Grant's Whiskey is offering a $10,000 prize to help. Celebrity DIY and home building expert Carl Champley has more.
Home DIY projects shouldn't just be about getting the job done. They should also be about getting the job done so that it endures. With a Grant's Real Stories contest, I'm teaming up with Grant's Whiskey to encourage people to share stories about their home renovation projects at grantswhiskey.com so that we can help them bring their next project to life. The grand prize is $10,000, and participation is absolutely free.
The deadline to enter the Grant's Real Stories contest and a chance to win $10,000 is April 30th. For more information, visit www.grantswhiskey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. It's 51 past the hour. That means it's curtain time. Push the curtain together, Michael. It's a wrap.
Let's Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Death and destruction. Several days of tornadoes rolling across a half dozen states. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. What is it like to be in the path of a tornado? The description is chilling.
We heard the train noise, but the scariest part of it was the pressure. It was like all of a sudden a vacuum just sucked all the air. You couldn't breathe.
That woman lives in Oklahoma, one of those who had a close encounter with a twister last week. It was part of a system that roared across the southern plains, the Midwest, then the deep south, before moving up the east coast. The violent weather has now blown out to sea in the Atlantic, but not before leaving at least 44 people dead in the wake of more than 200 tornadoes, both confirmed and unconfirmed. More than 90 of them spotted in North Carolina alone. That state was the hardest hit, with a reported 14 deaths. In the town of Sanford, North Carolina, Mike Hollowell is the manager of a Lowe's home improvement store.
I ran out front to our front door and looked over the horizon or the shopping center, and there was a humongous, massive tornado.
Bobby Gibson also works at that Lowe's store.
We heard just as much crashing and metal behind us, and, you know, as we run to the back, looking up and seeing the metal just roll off the building, it's just a combination of emotions and combination of senses at that time.
Following all that destruction on Saturday, local and state officials spent the day yesterday assessing the damage as residents in many communities tried to literally pick up the pieces of what's left, facing the questions of how to rebuild. Over the weekend, the American Red Cross opened up 10 shelters across North Carolina. Keith Acree is a Red Cross volunteer. He says a disaster like this brings out the best in people.
You see people trying to gather up what they can from damaged and destroyed homes, and there's just a great kind of community spirit of neighbor helping neighbor, trying to get things back together.
The Red Cross is seeking donations for its shelters at 1-800-RED-CROSS or their website, redcross.org. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, through April 30th, get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with a purchase of 4 Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's spring. Time for some fresh, entertaining ideas.
Member Paula Rickenstein on the Spring Taste of Sam's Club Open House. Sample and shop free with no upcharge.
I get to taste before I make my menu, so I know my guests will love it all.
Fresh meats and produce, delicious sides, and more. All you have to do is
spring into Sam's Club.
The Spring Taste of Sam's Club, April 15th through 17th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join at the event and get a free cookbook. Details at samsclub.com/spring. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
On Wall Street, stocks finished on the plus side last Friday. The Dow up 57, closing the week at 12,342. S&P and NASDAQ with gains as well. Crude oil spiked again, up another $1.55 a barrel, finishing at $109.66. From oil to gas.
Fill it up.
And filling it up is going to cost you. According to the AAA National Gas Survey, as of yesterday, we were at $3.83 a gallon on average across the country, up 6 cents over the past week, up about 29 cents over the past month. State by state right now, Wyoming has the lowest average price at $3.54, the highest, California, at $4.20. Quick note about your taxes. If you didn't file them yet and you think you're late, no, you're not. April 15th was last Friday, but the deadline was pushed back till today, April 18th, because of a local holiday that was observed last Friday in Washington, D.C. You can breathe a sigh of relief now. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Do you think you could help us get this thing off?
Lucky for you, you know Raphael.
And Raphael can do anything. The animated Rio, number one at the box office with $40 million this past weekend. Closing notes. First, the eight-day celebration of the Jewish holiday of Passover begins at sundown tonight. The first two nights of the holiday are observed with a traditional meal called a Seder. Passover commemorates the story of the Exodus, in which ancient Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt. To all celebrating Passover, we wish you a Zizan Pesach. And finally, the big day is just around the corner. The wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton a week from this Friday. Have you seen the spoof processional yet? Millions of hits on YouTube for this two-minute T-Mobile commercial, which will air during commercial breaks of the TV coverage of the royal wedding. In this commercial, members of the wedding party, including Prince Charles, wife Camilla, Queen Elizabeth, Prince Harry, the bride and groom, all boogie down the aisle to the song House of Love by boy band East 17. All those who are dancing are dead ringers for the real royal family. Check it out. It's bound to be more entertaining than the actual wedding. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.